Dale Johnson takes it on his chest now, takes it towards the corner flag, tries to flick it through, tries to win a corner. Williams there manages to make it a throw in rather than a corner. It's quickly taken. Hooper, ooh, taken off his laces, and it's a goal by Harry Winter. FC United take the lead, and it was Hooper who did well, just got taken off his laces there by Langley, but then it was Winter who was quickest to react, and he puts it in, and FC United are into the lead.
Harry Winter certainly got a point to prove against his old club. He's played against him twice and scored twice.
Yes, and also a former Chorley player, of course, Winter, but he's done well. He's looked sharp, and there's no question that in recent times FC United have looked a stronger team with Winter in that midfield lineup, with Sheridan, of course. And well, turn up for the books. That really makes a game of it here. FC United 1, Fylde 0. So we're in the 13th minute here.
James Hooper up front is certainly making an impact.
He really is, and generally FC United just on the front foot today. That's but they'll be tested now.
We've had a text message in. Afternoon from a wet London. Excellent commentary and chat as usual from David in London.
Thank you very much, David. And Fylde now with a free kick about 28 yards out. James Hardy is to take this one. And in fact, he is the only place. It looks like it's going to be floated in. Plenty of big men up for the men from the Fylde coast. Here it comes, flicked in. It's a decent looking delivery. It's nodded down beautifully. Rowe, and that really was a copybook stuff. Beautifully floated in from Hardy. It's 1-1. And that man, Danny Rowe, 15th goal of the season. And, well, you just, from a defensive point of view, you just want the centre-back to be tighter and stop that header happening. But it was beautifully glanced there by Danny Rowe, and it's 1-1. Nothing at all that Masanga could have done about that. Fylde back in possession, halfway line. Danny Holmes. And Ashworth there, well, just managed to get it out there unconvincingly, and they take it quickly, that throw in. Hardy slides it through. Dixon! 2-1, near post. And FC United, like statues, as ball still quickly taken, throw in, slip pass through to Dixon, and near post. Well, perhaps for the first time we would question the goalkeeping there of Jonathan Masangu there. Any ball that goes in at the near post is bound to disappoint any custodian, Paul.
Yeah, Dixon's a bit of a Yaya Toure type player. He scored against us for Stalybridge Bridge last season, and he's a very formidable player if you give him time and space.
Kay made a run. He wanted that ball off Sheridan. Sheridan has it back from George Thompson. George Thompson now tries to get a cross in, and a good tackle, a good work from Dixon. Thompson tries to win it back. Got a hand in the face there, for surely, from Dixon, but referee not interested. And to be fair, there was no great protestation from George Thompson. Oh no, and a boot being kicked. There seemed to be a boot, and then a bit of a temper there. I think it was
referee should have a word with him.
Referee has been alerted to that.
That bottle travelled a long way, and
something was kicked into the
It was a water bottle, yeah. And it's gone right to the back of the main stand. It's shovel fire. It could have gone literally anywhere.
The assistant is the key here, because if he's seen it, then Sam Finlay's in trouble.
It would be a yellow card, would it, for that?
I've never seen that before, so
I would guess it would be
booking.
Ungentlemanly conduct.
It would seem extreme, but he did basically kick the water bottle in a bit of a peak. And it did go into the crowd. And this is quite a long discussion between the two officials.
The card is coming out.
Oh, it's a red card! My goodness me! Well, that is a very, very strict interpretation of the law. The man who leaves the field is Sam Finlay. But he lost a bit of discipline there. He kicked a water bottle into the crowd. No intent as such, but definitely lack of discipline. It's indeed, and that really does. Last time FC United were trading against Harrogate, went down to the side, went down to 10 men. It didn't end well for FC, but well.
And to be honest with you, it is dangerous what he did there. There was a steward here last Monday who got whiplash from a ball being kicked. That's just a ball. That's a water bottle.
And sorry to have misled you. He did have a yellow card in his hand. That's the card we could see. But when it came to dishing out the punishment, it was a red card. Fouled down to 10 men. As Dixon with a cross plays it forward to Hughes. Hughes plays it out now. Left side, Hardy. Back to Dixon. Dixon to Hardy. Now Kennedy. Kennedy threads it through Hardy. Nice touch football is from Fylde. Now Rowe, about 25 yards out. Takes it past 1-2. Rowe now with a real chance. That is a fine individual goal. He did rather reduce the FC back line to statues, but he did what he had to do. He took it past one, past two, past a third. And Carl Marginson roaring at his defenders there. Marginson not always an animated figure, and nothing at all that Massanga could do, and that's so disappointing for FC United.
The defending was rather token, it has to be said, but Danny Rowe is far too good for this level.
He is, but to be fair, the build-up play on the left side, we're letting them pass the ball around, and it's like, why are we not... It's the same as Boston.
Why are we
week.
Not pressing?
It's poor.
There's a lack of pressure on the ball. That was a notable difference between the sides at Harrogate in midweek. The pressure on the ball, which their coach talked about after the game as part of their plan on FC, and FC not answering in kind, and... 3-1 down now, the men in red, and huge task in front of them. Sheridan, look at the space for Chandler. If Sheridan sees him, well, eventually he does when he's on a lot less space. So now he's surrounded by two players, manages to get it back to Sheridan. He did a first-time ball there from Sam Sheridan. Gets it back to Chandler, though. Chandler, a low cross. Gilchrist takes it on his stomach. Left-footed shot!
Oh.
And a superb shot from George Thompson! And absolutely nothing! FC United get one back.
It's now or nothing. It's the first time in about 10 minutes Chandler's got the ball first time from a midfielder.
And putting a first time cross.
It has been that simple. And the amount of times I've been screaming off Mike, give the ball to Chandler. He's here. He's open. It's the first time Sheridan's given the ball first time. And there's a goal resulting from it.
And we've got 12 minutes.
Nicely controlled by Gilchrist on his stomach. Awkward ball. He just got a gentle ball to Thompson. Thompson took it first time, left foot, sweep as you like, corner of the net. FC 2, Fylde 3.